Well, hello, this is Commissioner Eric Boucher from District 4 in Carroll County. It's an honor as always to serve and to deliver this message, especially this week, since this is the 4th of July week and we're all celebrating our independence. So I feel it's appropriate that I read the introduction of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them to another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and the nature of God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they shall declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That is so powerful, and it's an honor to express that to you and that we all get to celebrate it, and which will lead me into a little bit of public announcement about public safety, since it is the 4th of July week, and we celebrate that independence with fireworks. I have an announcement from the state fire marshal, which I'll read off for the safety of everyone. For those individuals who wish to use fireworks, purchase the fireworks in the location where you intend to discharge them. Check with the local municipality to determine what fireworks are considered legal for use in that area. Read and follow labels that warn and provide instructions. Do not allow small children to use fireworks. Do not consume alcoholic beverages while using fireworks. Have a bucket of water or hose available. Fully extinguish remnants of fireworks and water before disposal. You don't want to have a trash can fire or a dumpster fire. Continue to exercise personal responsibility in order to keep ourselves, our family members, our neighbors, and our coworkers safe. Fireworks have been a long tradition of the 4th of July holiday celebrations, and the fire marshal of the state says, please make sure your number one priority is safety for the holiday season. We want to make sure we reduce or eliminate all fireworks industries in the county, and our EMS professionals will be very happy if you do so. Also like the time to mention a county employee named Mr. Bill Hayden, who has just retired this week. Mr. Hayden worked 42 years for Carroll County government in the roads department. I believe he came to work when he was only 19 years old. That is so impressive in this day and age to see someone who's been committed for 42 years to an occupation that has been serving his fellow citizens. He has worked as a grader operator, side mower. He has repaired piping. A lot of piping goes underneath of roads that we're not aware of. He was one of the people and technicians that help repair those pipes for your safety. He's been involved in ditch construction. He has also addressed lots of storm damage, downed trees, flooding, hurricanes, and blizzards. He has done it all. And he's done all this while you were able to stay home safely in your house while storms were raging outside. Mr. Hayden was one of our people in our county government who would be out there fighting these events and natural disasters so that you could be safe and get up and go to work the next day or the day after. So I'd like to give a special thanks to Mr. Hayden. I know he loves fishing. I hope you get to do a lot of fishing. Enjoy your time for grandchildren. Also, I'd like to give a special recognition to his manager, Mr. James Cook at the Rose Department, who was able to get me all this updated information on Mr. Hayden's service to a county. So, Mr. Hayden and Mr. Cook, thank you very much. Mr. Hayden, you'll be very hard to replace, and you're a stand-up guy, and we'd all miss you very dearly around here at the county, so thank you. I'd like to also go into something that's important to me, since I am a businessman who serves part-time as a county commissioner, and this COVID-19 epidemic has had a severe negative impact upon local businesses. So in an attempt to help stabilize our businesses who have been damaged, we have put together a grant application program. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners announced Carroll Rebound, a program to be administered by the Carroll County Department of Economic Development, which will provide grants to eligible businesses and nonprofits to assist in their recovery efforts. The Carroll County Coronavirus Relief Fund Plan, that's a lot, CRF plan, provides $4 million for Carroll County to assist small businesses and nonprofits impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Our business and nonprofit communities continue to suffer the effects of COVID-19 and economic downturn, Vice President of Commissioner Board Ed Rothstein had announced. He said Carroll Rebound uses coronavirus relief funds to provide direct support to our impacted small businesses and to assist them as they stabilize and revitalize their enterprises. Commissioner Rothstein is so right about that, and I appreciate his leadership on this issue. He's been very instrumental in South Carroll with helping businesses. So, Commissioner Rothstein, thank you very much. The Carroll Rebound application portal opened on the 24th of June and will close on Wednesday, July 15th at 5 p.m. Let me emphasize that again. It is open until Wednesday, July 15th at 5 p.m. Grant applicants will be reviewed by an internal team with awards based on need and a pandemic's impact on the business or nonprofit operations until funding is exhausted. Grants will be rewarded up to $2,500 for sole proprietorships, up to $5,000 for nonprofits, and up to $5,000 if you have 2 to 10 full-time employees, and up to $8,000 if you have 11 to 50 full-time employees at your establishment. So please take advantage of these opportunities, and you can go onto our county website, go to the link with the economic development, and you can follow that. Eligible businesses must have been established prior to September 1st, 2019, be a for-profit entity registered in good standing with the state of Maryland and Carroll County, have a physical location in a Carroll County commercial or industrial zone district, be a sole proprietor or employ a minimum of 2 full-time employees who are not owners or part owners, and a maximum of 50 full-time employees defined at 30 plus hours per week. Be current on all taxes owed to the county and or state of Maryland. Ineligible businesses, so this is critical to pay attention to, ineligible businesses are private trade schools, faith-based organizations, home-based businesses, real estate holding companies, independent contractors such as realtors, hairstylists, multi-level marketing, etc., national, regional chains, and publicly traded companies and franchises. Eligible nonprofits must be 501c3 nonprofits, have been established prior to September 1st, 2019, employ a minimum of 1 full-time employee and a maximum of 50 full-time employees defined at 30 plus hours per week. Ineligible nonprofits are churches, fraternal or civic organizations, homeowners associations, labor unions, private or political foundations, volunteer fire companies. Eligible grant uses include the following: information technology upgrades and e-commerce programs, marketing, employee training, commercial cleaning, professional services, equipment or vehicle expenses, and other COVID-19 business and health-related expenses, such as personal protective gear, supplies, plexiglass, masks. You get the indication or the gist of what they're trying to do. Ineligible fund uses include wages, lease or mortgage payments, utilities, insurance, and expenses not related to COVID-19 pandemic impacts. Businesses that apply and were awarded a grant from the Carroll County Small Business COVID-19 Emergency Relief Grant Fund or any other local, state, or federal grant programs are eligible to apply, although a list of previous awarded grant awards will be required as part of the application. Applicants will be required to provide financial and employment verification documents if awarded, sign a grant agreement, and provide an IRS W-9 and an electronic transfer fund form. I'd like to give a quote from the Carroll County Economic Development Director, Mr. Jack Lyburn, who's administering this program. Jack states, Carroll County has been blessed to have the community resources, including local, state, and federal grant funding available to support our small businesses and nonprofits in their time of need. We are grateful for the opportunity to make a difference in these extraordinary times. Jack, you couldn't have said it better. And as a county commissioner, I'm truly honored to work with such great individuals, not only individuals such as Jack Lyburn working so hard for economic development of the county, but like I mentioned earlier, Mr. Bill Hayden, working on the roads. We have so many individuals working for our county government behind the scenes that you don't get to see. You get to see people like me and my fellow commissioners on TV and talking, but we are nothing without these critical personnel out there driving a snowplow truck, out there servicing the needs of the communities with the Department of Public Works, even things such as waste management. We have technicians 24 hours a day handling our solid waste, processing sewage, making sure that your water comes on. There are so many wonderful people working here in Carroll County that you never get to hear of. And for me, it's truly an honor as your county commissioner to work with these people and to let you know what they're up to and what they're doing. And I hope you express your gratitude to them as well. Even the teachers out there, we love you all very much, and we're very grateful. And with that, I'll say God bless America and enjoy the 4th of July. Take care and have a wonderful day.